You know the story, the yogi boys.
Vishka Singh.
And they say that that yogi took his birth as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
These people who have, they have got.
What proof?
I have, they have got this news from her.
I know what they're saying.
Yeah.
What is the evidence?
I think it's the diary.
Sometimes they say that in Bhaktivinoda's diary, this is a quote from Lalita Prasad. In the diary of Bhaktivinoda, he says that this.
Never.
Yeah.
The diary and the book is published by Lalita Prasad. It is with Damodar Maharaj. I have gone through that. No trace of that. That he will take bath in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. Not like that. Nothing about that.
No proof?
Nothing mentioned about that.
In letters, no?
Don't find any letter. So we will check back in the house of Bhaktivinoda, and family of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
With
the... Never mentioned.
Yeah,
no, I had any mention of such. This is the first time I am here. It was not discussed any time, anywhere. Only first time I am here.
This story? You never heard it before?
No. I mean, he's saying he's seen what they...
My connection 55 years with this Gaudiya Math, I never had such a story. Of such.
Yeah, I mean, he has heard the kind of things that they said. That's what he means too.
Yeah, that was... They said that he took his birth as Bhaktisiddhanta to destroy the teachings of...
The yogi's temperament and our Bhimahasa's temperament is quite a whole thing.
He's saying, and even if you think about it, he said, in that yogi's temperament, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's temperament are completely different.
Completely different.
At least there should be some similarity between their personalities. For example, look at the temperament of Bhaktisiddhanta and then this yogi.
Lalita Prasad was working under our Guru Maharaj in the beginning, in Yogavit and in Gurdwara. But he could not, when Kunji Babu came, the Tirtha Maharaj, Bhaktivirat, his management was more acceptable to our Guru Maharaj than Lalita Prasad's assistance. Well, Lalita Prasad could not tolerate the presence of Kunji Bihari in the management, so he left the graduate. And also Vinod Babu Kesava Maharaj. Kesava Maharaj and Kunji Babu, when they began to manage in the beginning of the mission, Lalita Prasad, he could not tolerate, he left the Yogpeeth and the Sananda Sukhada Kunja, Bhaktivinoda Thakur Samadhi, he went there. And Guru Bhas, and our Guru Maharaj's preaching campaign, that was gradually gaining ground, and the force of the it was going on, and he could not tolerate, he left.
He's saying he had a position in the beginning.
In the beginning, he was under Prabhupada.
Right. He was working under Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Then Kunji Bihari came, Tirtha Maharaj, and he was the expert manager. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta favored his management, so then he kind of lost position and gradually withdrew.
It's such a...
He could not tolerate the management of Kunja Babu and the Vinod Bihari.
It's such a great amount of envy to make up such stories. I don't understand such envy.
See, why would he say such stories about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta?
Yes, when he went away, he did not like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he preached in a different way. not in the garb of this Babaji. His way of preaching was of a different style, which other disciples of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the section we call Sahajiya, and they were the masters of the Vaishnava society at that time, they could not give any recognition to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati because his fashion was of another nature. Just as I heard from Bhakti Vijaya Prabhu, he was first in the opposite camp. Then came Guru Maharaj and took initiation there. I heard from him that Prabhupada, after taking sannyas, he went to Vrindavan to visit. And the Paramananda and the Kunja Babu, they were clad in European dress. And Prabhupada took red cloth of a sannyasi, went to visit Vrindavan. The Sahajiya section, they say, Rakta Vastra Vaishnavi Parite Najvai, Sanatan Goswami's statement in Kaitanya Charitamrita. The Vaishnava should not take this Rakta Vastra, means red cloth.
Saffron.
Cloth. Yeah. That is the saying. And the Prabhupada took sannyas, not red, but saffron cloth, sannyas, as Mahaprabhu did. And two of his disciples, they were clad with European dress. And he went to Vrindavan. They began to criticize, what is this? One should enter Vrindavan a very in a poor dress and most humble style. He will go to Vrindavan, and that gentleman puffed up with the pride that he is a scholar, he is a preacher, he is taking the role of Mahaprabhu and the note of Sanatan, Rupa Sanatan. He is going to Vrindavan. And what is this, that the Brahmacharis along with those two disciples, they must have some red cloth or white cloth, but they too have European dress and visited. One Pandit, Gopendu Pandit Sankhutirtha, who gave as a chairman first reception to Swami Maharaj here in Navadvipa Institute, I arranged that. He flatly admitted one day in a meeting that we first criticized Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that he is ignoring the past and ignoring the present Vaishnava section, he is taking a new course of his teaching. But it was our fault now I realize. We could hear the paper, Padrivasi. And in many places, many meetings, they are all criticized our Guru Maharaj. He is a man of modern type. He gives the old things fashion, given respect for that. So in this way, and that gentleman, that Pandit, Govindu Sankhutirtha, in a meeting, he clearly showed that we could not understand him. That he is meant, he has come for one propaganda, and to take such policy as he is to conquer the whole world and not only confined to our own self and going on with the Japan, etc. Another type he sent from the higher order, higher sphere to propagate this Vaishnava Dharma of Mahaprabhu in a novel way, so that it may be acceptable by the our public at large. Especially, his aim was to convert the Westerners. So he took such and the pantaloons, European dress for his. In the beginning, I had some little doubts that why Guru Maharaj, he's in some European style. The old sadhus of India, bathroom, not so much arrangement for bathroom, for laboratory, all these things, anyhow they manage. But he is accustomed to go to bathroom and sanitary latrine. Guru Maharaj himself one day told, when he was a guardian tutor in Tipara, Tipara Maharaja boy, he was the guardian tutor. Guru Maharaj's second elder brother, he was Dewan of Tipara state. And Guru Maharaj, there he, as a guardian tutor of the prince, he passed some days. And to teach the boy English, one lady tutor was engaged. That lady tutor, she wrote a letter to England, to any of her friends, that here I have found a Bengali gentleman who, though he has not visited Europe, but he has got peculiar taste for common, very appealing to the Europeans. I have it with my own ears from Guru Maharaj. That lady wrote to her friend, who was the guardian teacher to teach English, the Prince of Tipara. She wrote a letter. Here I have found a Bengali gentleman who has got European taste. So that sort of taste created slight disturbance in me in the beginning, because I am accustomed to the orthodox fashion of the Brahmins and the Pandits and the Sannyasins. I come from such family. So I only, the ontology of him attracted me, and not any longer. In spite of his European fashion, I had to submit to him for the great ontology what he could represent in an original way. Not only anything as Mukhastha Kivala, only taking memory, only swallowing and reproducing, vomiting. His philosophy was not of a vomiting character. He read somewhere and vomiting it, not like that, but in original. In an original natural type, he doing philosophy from his mind as the highest type, and in the line of Mahaprabhu, and giving very extraordinary reference to the creed, the Gita and Bhagavatam, with very, very, very particular attention and reverence and respect. And we did not care for anyone, however scholar he may be at the present time. All the scholars, all the sadhu, we did not care for anyone. Only one, Bansidas Babaji. He was aloof. The man did not enter society. He had recognition only for Bansidas. He went to Vrindavan, he told that going to Vrindavan, visiting so many sadhus, but he had put his hand with his stipe, stroke his forehead. I came to Vrindavan, it's the holiest place, but my luck is so bad that I could not find a single Vaishnava here. That was the standard. Not a single Vaishnava I found in the whole of Vrindavan area, this man, all this very lot is very high. That was the standard of what Vaishnavism is. And also, analyzing and so many Sri Vaishnavas and so many things. That attracted us. That cancelled this present Vaishnava. Because the society, especially the Brahmin, they had abhorrence for the so-called Vaishnava society and the Goswamis also.
For the abhorrence for the Goswamis?
Practice.
For the Vaishnavas and the Goswamis, the Brahmins.
Both Goswamis and we abhorred them. But I have some special regard for Mahaprabhu going through his advices and character of practices, teachings and practices. I have to make much struggle to come from the position which we hold in the society. Bhakti-siddhanta Parishad Thakur. Only
more.
The highest ontological aspect and which was thought not an artificial but natural. That attracted me. And so we did not care for this Hindu Vaishnava or so-called Goswamis. We hated them. That was our opposition. And we were attracted as exclusive devotion to us, Bhagavata, Bhagavata Gita, that is my Vaishnavism preached by Mahaprabhu, wholesome, which we could not estimate how length and breadth, magnitude, extraordinary. And so earnestness to preach that is incalculable. The earnestness to preach the doctrine of Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu in the purest form. Too much earnestness, most intense earnestness, unit. He was up to anything for this.
Yes.
So much intense earnestness to preach the doctrine, and the doctrine also of the purest type, eliminating everything. Viti-viti jatakatha dharmanamitali, Bhagavat kahe sapuri. That was this Vaishnava and the others. The single-handedly challenged the whole world, all the doctrines in the religious caste. Defeating them successfully and with reason. And that attracted us to speak. And at least 55 years I am holding that. Not only that, it is daily corroborated by the pastors and by the thoughts, related thoughts. It is being corroborated, strengthened. What we did, that is all that.
I guess there are two schools of how to spread Mahaprabhu's movement. And Guru Maharaj is...
Mahaprabhu came to Vidas, that is very, 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 very hard. And we shall pose ourselves to Sarvikram, a little lower level, and never to try to come in the same plane, then it will vanish.
Pushpadi.
I can appreciate the quality of compassion to want to go out and preach.
Oh.
I don't know. I saw that in my Guru Maharaj and I had respect for that.
Oh.
But in my own feelings, I was with ISKCON for so many years, and then I left, partially because I wanted to understand if there was any truth in these stories, partially because I had lost faith, that I was thinking, why has my Guru Maharaj appointed such materialistic men, like demons, stone-hardened demons, to such prominent position? So I had a crisis within my own heart, and I had to go away. And then I questioned so much that I asked myself whether I even believe there is a God. Such depth of questioning I went within my own heart. And gradually I came to accept there is God, and that bhakti is the most powerful force in this world and in the spiritual world. So I can appreciate. But to be perfectly honest, after so many years, I can understand that love or bhakti is such a powerful force, but I have had not any great realization that Krishna is God. I have not had any mystical revelation. And I think I need that very much in order to be a good teacher of Krishna consciousness. And one thing I was going to ask of you is, I wanted to know of your own spiritual revelation, your own vision of Krishna.
What does he say?
He says that
he wants to know my realization.
Yes.
About Krishna.
Yes.
There is another fact. I learned this from Guru Maharaj. Jamindar of Kirtpur came to see Prabhupada. Our Goswami Maharaj took him, and he told, we are in a meeting and then Calcutta put some time. Jamindar told, I have got some private talk with you. He pressed, and it was arranged. He was a respectable man, come. It was arranged at night, it was dark, and the candle was on the street. It was arranged, 2 chairs were given far away, and the Guru Maharaj and the Jamindar took their seat side by side. In the darkness, I hid myself there in their back.
You hid?
What the talk would be there? Then the Jamindar, taking his head nearest to Guru Maharaj, said, have you seen Krishna? He's putting this question. Have you seen Krishna? The answer, anxiously I am waiting the answer. I was also a newcomer at that time. Then Guru Maharaj said that will be of what good to you if I say I have seen Krishna, and if you can't feel that, then what will be, what good you will derive from that? And if I say I can't see, then what will be effect on you from that? You rather try to know what is Krishna and how to see him. That is necessary for you. What is, otherwise, a bogus man will cheat you that I have seen Krishna. You do not know what is Krishna. Krishna. So anyone will cheat you, say that I have seen Krishna. It is such and such, and you will be deceived. So try to know that how do we can know Krishna and what is his conception as given in the authentic scriptures and Mahayana. That is necessary for you.
One more question.
And not the answer. By giving some answer, I will teach anyone, I teach you that I have seen Krishna.
But in your stage of life.
And that is being done in many places.
But in Maharaj.
When I came here in a cottage, first in a cottage, then I found one Brahmin boy he took the dress of a Sakhi and lived in that locality.
When he first came there.
And as a Sakhi, he is dealing with the others and the ordinary people. They hear the multitude, they are seen. Sakhi has seen Krishna, he is talking with him. So I saw much reverence for that gentleman in Sakhi place. Then one day, and a sadhu, Gaudiya Mat, come here, living in the cottage. Anyhow, he one day, he came to me. So many people, they are talking of him, but I don't give any importance to that. One day, he himself came with the funeral dress, a Sakhi, dress of a Sakhi, and came to talk that I have seen Krishna, this is exactly.
He said to you, he has
we
seen.
We are not the person to believe you. We are persons of Gaudiya Mat, members of Gaudiya Mat. We know what is Krishna and we can see him and how to see him. We have got some idea. So we are a bogus man. We are preaching and we are teaching the public that you have seen Krishna. No, no. I have seen Krishna, not only myself. I have shown Krishna on the tree of the tamarind tree on the other side of the Ganges, and there are so many evidences there. So many men saw Krishna. I told him. But why are you teaching yourself? I am told that you are a Brahmin boy, and you coming in contact with this huge Siddha Sahaja Vaishnava, you have come degrading to such a state. You see, Krishna cannot be seen by these eyes. Adhokshaja. We have learned something, consulted, and we have read some shastra. Vedic Bhunita, Bhagavatam, Gita, all these things we have gone through. So, don't deceive your own self. You know yourself. How are you? You are still a slave of your senses.
Yes.
You have got your the lust, the anger, the this and that, so many things. You feel, and I also know that. And you are simply not only deceiving the foolish persons, but what is more dangerous, you are deceiving your own self very strongly. I can get some impression. And someday, leaving that female dress, and people get hair also like the female, shape, clear shape, came to me. Now, in English to me, as you announced your mistake. At that time, I began reluctantly, one or two decided. Then there was another god brother with me. No. There I accept him as disciple. He will not be able to stand here. He will go back again and he will be a blessed for our mission. So I flatly refused him. But I'm not going to accept you that. So many things. Adhokshaja, it cannot be seen. And the sin coming down, it is very, very rare, coming down from the spiritual sphere to the mental sphere and becomes so much strong that when eyes open, overflow they see, you can see him. And when no withdraws, nothing remains. So, it is not very easy. It's not so easy. There are so many stages. Adu Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anastaniti, Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. The stages are there, mathematical calculation. We can trace in one man by measuring by computer, this philosophical computer, how much progress is there. Has he got a Shraddha proper? You'd say, oh, Shiva is also Shiva, Krishna, Kali, Shakti, all God, all equal. And that man will say, I have seen Krishna. So that is the standard measurement. Criterion is there. In what stage one will see Krishna? And the one once, when he has seen Krishna, what will be the after effect? One who has seen Krishna, the after behaviors, conduct, after that, what will be there? All these things will be considered.
Maharaj?
So this is how we hear.
But that is...
We hate them, they are born offenders. Who takes Krishna in the soul, lower level. Swami Bhagavan Krishna, Sanatana Goswami has given the condition, Jeev Goswami, by what stage, elimination of so many things within our area of knowledge, we have to go to that side. It is not that easy.
That's why I'm asking you, because I would not ask anyone if they saw Krishna, but I'm seeing your quality of heart and so many years of sincere service to Krishna. That is why I'm asking you.
I would also say that I have not yet seen Krishna, but I am in the way in search of Krishna. I have not seen him, but I am in the search of Krishna, and I feel that I am in the path of real search, and whatever told, but whatever seen or said, that in the path these things will be, I have some sort of experience of that, that in the real path of Krishna, so far I can say. But I have not the audacity to say that I have seen Krishna, I am in Leela with him, all these things, I revere. And I don't want also have it so cheaply. Chief Krishna I don't want. This market Krishna I do not want. I want, as guided by my Guru Maharaj, to have darshan of that Krishna in this birth or hundreds of births after. Does not matter. This is my idea.
Maharaj, what about...
I'm not going to deceive anyone by any...
It is an honest answer.
That I think I am in the path, by the grace of Guru Maharaj, I am in the path that I can say.
What if, Maharaj, sometimes in the songs of Bhakti Vinod Thakur or Narottam Das Thakur, like sometimes Bhakti Vinod says, I am a resident of Shananda Sukhada Kunj, and he's speaking as if he is in Leela.
But maybe you may think that is the ideal he has described now. His highest idea is that he is doing it in his ideal life.
Imagination?
Not imagination. It is reality.
Not imagination, it's reality.
Not imagination, reality.
But he is, at that point he had already...
I see him from afar, distant.
Seeing from afar.
Something like that.
So at that point he had access.
But the feeling within his inner heart is described. And sometimes he says, suddenly I had a flash, I saw. And then when I went to mark it, particularly vanished. Something like that.
I have not had any flashes. And
he wants to have a flash. Bhargava, he wants such a flash.
So see my own spiritual.
Hari, please gracious, see my gratitude. Please mercy.
I need so desperately. I had one flash before I became devotee.
Don't try. Easy marketing. You will be cheated.
That's why I'm asking.
Pray. Make yourself ready to pay more and more price. More and more price. Don't finish the market. Then you will be losers. Why? Absolute. We are after absolute. Absolute can never be finished. Then we say that we are seeking the absolute, but practically we think that we want to be master of the absolute. It is impossible.
Yeah, and there are strong material desires.
That sort of aspiration should be crushed. That is the nip in the bud. And he said, "Die. Die to the... No, not treat miserly. Try to give yourself." How? Then, as much as you will be ready to sacrifice yourself and can successfully do it, then automatically you will find yourself in some other place.
I was sacrificing for many years.
As a subject. And making him object. Prison, you will be able to make him prisoner. Don't think like that.
So you
try to become his prisoner.
Yeah, but you'll make him your prisoner.
He's your object. And imprison him. Don't try to become his subject. You know, subjected to him.
I was serving with that mood for some
keeping,
years.
You're keeping your subjectivity. You can't have any contact with him.
I have.
Wholesale to be dissolved. And your new self will come out. And he will find all around Krishna consciousness. And then sometimes Krishna may be pleased to give you the capacity at least. The
thing is, I find
imagination, figuring out.